September 20. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, Ecclesiastes 7:8. Although Asa accomplished much, we notice that he did fail in just one thing. He did not remove some of the high places in the land, and people continued to sacrifice to other gods upon those high places, 2 Chronicles 15:17 and 1 Kings 15:14. This showed their disobedience, blindness and stubbornness. King Asa allowed some of these high places to remain. This weakened his faith and brought about his downfall. Baasha, king of Israel, came to fight against Judah. King Asa turned to the king of Assyria for help instead of trusting in God, 2 Chronicles 16:1-6. Although by this means Asa succeeded in defeating Israel, he brought upon himself the judgment of God. It was at this time that the words of 2 Chronicles 16:9 were spoken by God through the prophet Hanani, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." In these words we have a promise which brings us much comfort, inspiration and strength. As long as we continue to put our trust in God, and seek to honor and obey him implicitly, his eyes will run to and fro throughout the whole earth on our behalf. And no matter what our danger, need, problem or temptation, he will cast down our enemies, meet every need, solve every problem and give us victory over every temptation. Because King Asa had failed in a small matter of obedience and faithfulness, the Lord was not able to fulfill this promise for him, and in the second part of the same verse the Lord had to tell him, "Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." In this we have a warning for ourselves, that if we fail as Asa failed, we also will forfeit the promise of God. Sometimes when people fail to get a promotion in their job, they are persuaded by their friends to give bribes in order to secure it. They argue, "We prayed to God and waited long enough, but he did not answer our prayers, so we were compelled to use the regular method." They succeed in getting the promotion which they longed for, but they lose their faith in God. As a result, they end their lives, like Asa, without peace or joy. Thus, although King Asa began his life well, with faith in God, he ended it in misery. What a great lesson this is to us all. You too, might have begun your spiritual life well, not now because of your trials. Perhaps you are being tempted to give bribes or submit a false statement. If that is so, you would do well to take a warning from the life of King Asa.